KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm and humid today, a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa News, police in Creston report the arrest Thursday evening on drug charges of 23-year-old Jordan L. Hogue of Creston. Hogue was booked into the Union County Jail on charges of possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was later released after posting $1,000 bond. A Red Oak man was arrested Thursday evening on an assault charge. Red Oak police say 32-year-old Joseph Aaron Nelson was taken into custody at around 7:40 p.m. at a residence on East Grimes Street. Nelson was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and charged with domestic abuse assault, and he was being held in the jail without bond. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Thursday of a Page County man on sex abuse charges. Deputies arrested 57-year-old Michael Mike Dean Michael of Northboro after he turned himself in while accompanied by his attorney. Michael faces charges that include two counts of sexual abuse in the second degree, two counts of lascivious acts with a child, and two counts of indecent contact with a child. His arrest followed an investigation that began on August 26th. Michael was unable to post a $30,000 cash bond and was being held in the Fremont County Jail. The Lenox Police Department reports a local man was arrested Thursday afternoon on a felony charge of child endangerment. Officials say 23-year-old Cody Long of Lenox allegedly struck a 15-month-old child in the head, causing injury. Long was transported to the Taylor County Jail, where he was being held on a $5,000 cash bond. A simple misdemeanor harassment charge was filed against a Southwest Iowa woman Thursday after police in Lenox received a complaint alleging 31-year-old Sarah Jo Groves of Clearfield sent harassing text messages on or about August 28th. Groves was charged with harassment in the third degree following an investigation into the incident. She appeared in front of a Taylor County magistrate Thursday morning. A non-jury trial in her case was set for November 20th. A pursuit in Audubon County Tuesday afternoon resulted in the arrest of a Shelby County man. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson said yesterday authorities tried to stop a vehicle driven by 18-year-old Lucas Allen Schweary of Harlan at around 4 p.m. Tuesday near Eagle Avenue and Littlefield Drive. Schweary allegedly tried to elude the officer by going in excess of 90 miles per hour. The pursuit finally ended in Elkhorn, with Schweary being taken into custody and charged with eluding. He appeared before the magistrate and was released with a preliminary hearing set for October the 6th. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports also 18-year-old Jeremy Robert Albert of Kimbleton was arrested Monday afternoon on an Audubon County warrant charging him with public intoxication, providing false information to law enforcement, and interference with official acts. The charges stem from an investigation into an incident that took place August the 10th on Main Street in Kimbleton. Albert was brought to the Audubon County Jail and posted bond prior to being released. He's set to appear in court next Monday morning. And as we mentioned in a report earlier this week, on Wednesday, 18-year-old Matthew Henry Paulson of Adair was arrested by the Cass County Sheriff's Office on an outstanding Audubon County warrant stemming from an investigation into a theft that took place September 4th at a residence in Exira. Paulson was charged with theft in the fifth degree and forgery. He was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released. A preliminary hearing in his case is set for October the 6th. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County said Thursday the deputies arrested a Villisca man just before 9 a.m. on that day. 52-year-old John Wilbert Oltmans of Villisca was taken into custody in Villisca on a Page County warrant for contempt of court, illegal resistance to a court order. Oltmans was brought to the Montgomery Page County line and turned over to Page County deputies and was being held in the jail in Clarinda on $300 cash bond. The Harlan Police Department Thursday afternoon released a report on arrests and incidents. Officials said on Tuesday, 59-year-old Jeffrey Stair of Harlan was arrested after officers investigated a report of someone taking two steaks from the Fairway store in Harlan without paying for them. Stair was charged with theft in the fifth degree. On Sunday, 27-year-old Joey Ranney Jr. of Harlan was cited for several offenses after officers investigated an accident at the corner of Highway 59 and Cyclone Avenue, where a 2011 Jeep driven by Ranney allegedly struck the back of a 2014 GMC driven by Stephanie Frank of Alta. Ranney left the scene of the accident, but his vehicle was later located at the J.J. Jensen Sports Complex. Ranney was cited for operating a motor vehicle without a valid driver's license, failure to stop at an assured clear distance, failure to maintain control, and leaving the scene of an accident. Damage from the crash amounted to $7,000. Last week on September the 9th, police charged 26-year-old Matthew Peters of Avoca with five counts of theft in the fifth degree after he allegedly took money from deliveries he was making for Pizza Hut. A complaint was filed with the Shelby County Clerk of Court, and Peters was given a date to appear in court. The previous day on September the 8th, 37-year-old Ryan Schweary of Erling was charged with theft in the fifth degree and aiding and abetting while at the Shelby County Jail. The charges stem from an incident whereby he allegedly called 27-year-old LaShelle Peterson of Elkhorn and asked her to call the Harlan Pizza Ranch and order several pizzas that would not be picked up. The alleged order was worth about $105 worth of pizza. Peterson was subsequently charged with theft by deception and theft in the fifth degree. On September the 6th, 34-year-old Nicholas Gare and 28-year-old Marcus Irwin, both of Harlan, were arrested on charges of disorderly conduct following a disturbance in the 600 block of Market Street in Harlan. And on September the 5th, 31-year-old Michael Gifford of Harlan was cited for harassment in the first degree following a complaint by a Council Bluffs man. The HPD said also they were investigating an incident of criminal mischief on September 7th, during which the Harlan Water Tower at Highway 59 and Cyclone Avenue was defaced with a gold spray paint. Elsewhere in the news, the discovery of hundreds of capsules containing an unknown substance at a northern Iowa prison has prompted a state drug investigation, according to state officials. Authorities said Thursday that 300 to 400 capsules were found last week during routine searches by staff at the North Central Correctional Facility in Rockwell City. Department of Corrections spokesman Fred Scaletta said the capsules were found inside the prison, but he would not say where. He said the department believes the capsules may contain illegal substances, and that's why they're being sent to the state crime lab in Ankeny for processing and analysis. The Iowa Department of Public Safety cautioned that test results will take several weeks to complete. The agency's Division of Narcotics Enforcement and Division of Criminal Investigation are leading that investigation. And new data from the U.S. Census Bureau indicates more Iowans are living in poverty now than at the beginning of the recession. Nearly 380,000 Iowans were living below the poverty line last year. That's a 12.7% of the state's population, or nearly one out of every eight Iowans. The poverty rate for 2013 was the same as it was the previous year, but higher than it was in 2007. 6 years ago, an estimated 11% of Iowans were living at or below the poverty level. Poverty line is considered $12,000 in annual income for an individual. For a family of four, it's a little less than $24,000 a year. Iowa's poverty rate is still below the national rate of nearly 16%. The Census Bureau estimates the median income in Iowa was just over $52,000 in 2013. It was over $1,000 more at the start of the recession in 2007. In our funeral announcements, Marilyn Prawl, age 82, of Elkhorn and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Marilyn Prawl will be today at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic with a luncheon to follow. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Leona Peterson, age 94, of Avoca, died Sunday. Services for Leona Peterson will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Charlene Sani, age 75, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Charlene Sani will be this afternoon at 2:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Louise Smith, age 66, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Louise Smith will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Dorothy Ackerman, age 95, who's formerly of Atlantic, died June the 9th in Idaho. Memorial services for Dorothy Ackerman will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Merwin Brown, age 81, of Beaumont, Texas, and formerly of Harlan, died September 2nd. An outdoor celebration of life gathering for Merwin Brown will be held at the home of Gary and Carol Robertson of Elkhorn tomorrow from noon until 4. Helen Marie Langenfeld, age 91, of Erling, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Helen Langenfeld will be Saturday at noon at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dudley D. Paul, age 62, of Jacksonville, Florida, died June the 10th. Services for Dudley Paul will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Patricia Peterson, age 91, of Harlan, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Patricia Peterson will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, with the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. William Bill Armstrong, age 77, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bill Armstrong will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Elaine Johnson, age 75, of Villisca, died Wednesday, and per her wishes, cremation has taken place, and no services for Elaine Johnson are planned at this time. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Albert Wetzel, age 92, of Bayard, died this morning at his home. Services for Albert Wetzel are currently pending at Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.